we're trying to track Leo Zagami, and of course he's in Roma, Italy, and of course we hope to hear his comments on what's going on in the election cycle, the media war. I just want to go over some of the latest things on what's happening, and of course the Rasmussen poll, which I think is quite revealing, has changed dramatically in the last few days. In fact, I'm just going to read off part of it. They do a daily poll, and what the latest poll shows is that Trump has 41% likely U.S. voters versus Clinton's 41%. Yesterday, Clinton held a 4-point 43-39 lead, so that's dissolving very quickly, especially with the comments that came out yesterday, which we'll talk about in a minute. 84% say they're certain about how they're going to vote this year. That means something like 16% are not certain. Apparently, the uncertainty is 40% in Clinton and 37% for Trump. I believe as much of the Republican Party comes back toward Trump, and you'll see a lot of third-party people that were going to vote for these other alternatives, which really aren't alternatives at all, you're going to see people realize the danger of bad appointees to the Supreme Court, open borders. And then I got to deal with this. This is really just, this is over the top in terms of the elitism and the ignorance and nastiness of Hillary. Clinton campaign mocks Catholics, mocks Southerners, mocks needy Latinos in emails. My gosh. Then we have Broderick Hillary tried to silence me on Bill's rape. We had Sally Miller on the program a few months ago. So they basically did everything, including death threats. One of the ladies that was raped by Bill, they actually killed her cats. And then went right up to her and, you know, say, hey, you know, hey, you're next, kind of attitude. Umar Abedin, can we survive not answering questions from the press? Of course, the press is on their side, but still it's leaking through when Trump brings up issues. And he needs to stick to the issues of the economy, the borders. I mean, Hillary Clinton wants open borders. She's a globalist. She may be recently lying, but when she says the TPP is a gold standard, this is a fact. There's some women accusing Donald of groping and so on. He's filing a suit against the New York Times, which is a disgusting paper. I'm telling you right now, if you're a listener, do not ever buy or read the New York Times. It's a piece of garbage, okay? Admission, Washington Post backs excellent Hillary for president. Come on now. You've got to be kidding. You are discrediting yourself. And by the way, when the election's over in a month, all you people that have seen all these media that have done, like Univision, CNN, et cetera, New York Times, Washington Post, don't buy them. Don't buy their products. Ban anything that is affiliated with these damn media outlets. Put an end to them. This election cycle, one of the positive things about it, no matter what happens, is that people should not ever trust these so-called rage, I call it, this is my new term, the rage stream media. Instead of the mainstream, the rage stream, because it's an irrational rage that they have against Donald Trump because they're going to break up the globalist schemes. And of course, they're also behind this, the rage attacks of Trump, where they have this giant statue I seem to see on the front page of Drudge, where they have a Trump and then people are out there with baseball bats and throwing garbage at it and so on. Clinton rape protesters beaten at a Vegas rally. He probably had one of those, you know, Bill Clinton rape t-shirts on, which have been showing up at all their rallies. Ah, Leo, wonderful to have you here. Leo, I want you to comment first on what's going on in the lame, I call it the rage stream media. Do you like that new term, rage stream, instead of the mainstream? Because they're in a rage to support globalism. They're in a rage to support a war and a no-fly zone. They're in a rage to support the most corrupt, evil politician, probably not just in modern history, but maybe all history. I don't believe that there's a politician that's ever recorded in the history of humankind that's more vile than Hillary Clinton and her husband, her serial rapist, who she collaborated with, Bill Clinton. This is just disgusting. The fact that we even allow this is an embarrassment to America. So your comments, Leo. I don't think we have a good connection to Leo yet. No.
I'm back.
Okay, so your comments to the... Now, the latest Rasmussen poll, and I just mentioned it very briefly, and I want to recap. Yeah.
Well, I would say that the latest polls are actually...
Go ahead. Leo, go ahead.
Yes. As I said, the recent polls seem to be giving Trump back on the rise, especially because the WikiLeaks that are pouring in are just confirming what we always thought about the Clintons. And the worst
they are against all religion, Catholic, evangelical, any religion. And they're also insulting even needy Hispanic, poor Hispanic peoples. I mean, but not they really that. Don't like the average person out there. They're so elitist. They're worse than the royals of Europe, aren't they?
Well, it seems like John Podesta has actually created within the Catholic frame of work a group that seems to be really heading for that kind of liberal thought within the Catholic Church, which is also connected with the Jesuits and what Pope Francis is pushing. So the acceptance of, not only the acceptance of gay, but actually in one of the documents of one of the guys.
Go ahead.
It says that homosexuality comes from God. So, I mean, we are really, they are really going over the top. I mean,
what comes from God? Sorry, I didn't catch that last thing. What comes from God?
One of the people working with John Podesta on this Catholic group that they have created within the Catholic frame of work,
right.
He actually said that homosexuality came from God.
Oh, and really?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the next thing would be to say that it's okay to kill, like Hillary Clinton, babies up to the moment of delivery, just like the communist Chinese. Because she supports partial birth abortion. Even 93% of abortionists don't support partial birth abortion at the moment of delivery. Do you know that? Most people don't realize that. Even abortionists don't like it, and Hillary does. In fact, Obama and Hillary supports Obamacare, which is postnatal abortion, called Obamacare death panels. They'll tell you if you're 68 and you need a specific procedure. Nope, we're not going to give that to you. You can die. Have a nice day. So,
I think in these WikiLeaks mails that we can even absorb in the next month before the election. Problem is that I think Trump should now focus not on the trivialities of Bill Clinton, which of course are there.
I totally agree. I think that if he stays in the gutter with the Clintons and they want to keep him there, he has more chances of going south of that line again. If he sticks to the issues which are important, Supreme Court, borders, national security. I mean, the current Obama administration are threatening a no-fly zone with NATO to Russia, and Russia has actually made statements yesterday. They're recalling all their children from universities around the world and their citizens to return home. They're getting ready for war. They're getting ready for the fact that they may actually have to thermonuclear attack our bases in the Middle East, hit us with an EMP weapon, and take our Navy out of service. And people say, oh, no, they can't do that. I said, you know, you're an idiot. Russia is going to be pushed to the point where if they start shooting down Russian jets with a no-fly zone, that's exactly what Russia is going to do. And by the way, there's not a damn thing, I know the technology, that we can do to stop the Russians. Not a thing.
Well, I think that Russia's point of view in the last 24 hours have been kind of a little bit twisted by the foreign press. It seems like actually Moscow and St. Petersburg, the situation is much calmer than what they are portraying abroad.
Oh, yeah, they're still, everybody's, and especially the British, the North American press kind of suppressed it. The British press went ape over it. They freaked out completely, which was exaggerated. But the fact is, it's a warning shot to say, now, if you shoot Russian jets down, if you hit Syrian troops again, if you try to stop our clean out of Aleppo, this is war. And we're talking about a big war, not just in the Middle East or Aleppo. We're talking about American cities going dark. We're talking about American military bases being shattered to pieces. We're talking about American Navy troops drowning at the bottom of the Mediterranean. We're talking about American Air Forces being wiped out by the S-400 anti-aircraft missile systems. We're talking about the president getting a call that the next thing that we're going to do is we're going to take out your population centers after your military bases. And Obama is such an idiot. He doesn't take it seriously, does he?
Well, Obama is basically just doing the last part of his show, which seems to be just a propaganda stunt for Hillary Clinton and nothing more. Trump actually stated, and this is probably a very Trump has done in the confrontation that he's doing with Hillary is that Obama is really focusing a lot on this presidential election, more than he was actually meant as a president.
I think it's almost unethical what he's doing. And it's also, we now know from WikiLeaks that there's a lot of communication between the Justice Department and the White House and these media outlets. It should, at this point, give Obama pause, because he might think he's going out as a president, but he can be prosecuted after inauguration, and he can end up going into jail over what he's done during this presidency.
Yes, but I mean, Obama is the least of our problems now, because we have to focus on Hillary Clinton. I mean, and I think that really Trump needs also to focus on the elements that Hillary Clinton is bringing to this campaign. Now, the fact that she said in a speech she had with some banks.
Yeah, like the bank, like the Brazilian bank, about the open borders.
Yeah, I think that is really touching a nerve with the electorate. So she actually is doing a few things that are helping Trump regaining a few points that he had lost in the last few days. I'm pretty sure that this election is not closed, as many people will hope.
There's four factors, and I want you to comment on them. The first factor, Ivanka Trump and women within the Trump organization are going to come out supporting Trump. Number two, we're going to start seeing, not only does WikiLeaks further confirm this, but we're going to see a lot of the evangelicals and Catholics that are, quote, Democratic supporters swing over to Trump or to even alternative parties, but more to Trump. We're going to start seeing, for example, a lot of Republicans who have been turncoats realize, you know, batten down the hatches. If you don't support Trump, it's not just the destruction of the Republican Party. It's a tyranny that can't be imagined. It'll happen if Hillary gets in and stacks the Supreme Court and brings in some form of what I call Hillary-type martial law. And then the fourth factor I want people to understand is the corruption of the government will reach a level where I call large states like Texas will take a chunk of other states with them, and they'll leave. That means a dissolution of America. Now, people should start grasping this, that this election is the election of the refounding of America or the dissolution of the United States. This is it. And it's so important for the world. It's important for Italians and Germans and Australians and South Africans, because if America goes down the toilet, there's no good nation, superpower, to be a stop to globalism. And it's very obvious from these WikiLeaks that Obama and Hillary are totally in the pocket of the globalists. And their global plan is population reduction, open borders. I mean, you can literally have Salvadorian MS-13 moving in next door, and there's not a damn thing you're going to do to stop them. Because you have open borders, and it won't be just sanctuary cities, it'll be a sanctuary nation. Anybody can come if they want to.
Well, it's happening. We get something like 10,000 immigrants a day pouring in from Libya. So
you're talking about Italy right
yes,
now, right?
Yes. I mean, they have actually managed to stop the Syrian refugees from coming in, and the ones that we are getting are just basically the Africans that are not even in territories that can apply for the citizenship in any way, because they are not politically persecuted.
Right. So they're basically economic refugees from North Africa.
They are not immigrants or refugees. These are not refugees. These are people who are coming here for economic reasons.
Right. They're economic. That's why I say economic refugees. They're not really refugees. Economic immigrants that are just arriving at your shores because the economy is so poor in North Africa.
And because George Soros, who is also behind the Clintons in this campaign, he's one of the supreme manipulators of all this game, George Soros, is pushing this
exactly,
because
now,
he has a lot to gain.
Now, here's a notice for you, Mr. George Soros, because I know you're listening, and so is the NSA. This is a notice. Not only is Donald Trump going to appoint a special prosecutor to go after not only Hillary and Bill Clinton, but to clean out the Justice Department, the FBI, and the State Department, but he's going to send a Delta Force after your butt. And you're going to be hauled away in a helicopter and in chains, and you're going to end up standing in a docket, getting properly reviewed by the court of law, and then you're going to be sentenced. And the kind of crime levels that you've done may require the death penalty. But let me tell you, you're not going to be able to get away with this. In fact, remember, he's a persona non grata in many nations. He's not allowed to even travel to Britain. Did you know that? But if he goes to Britain, he'll immediately get arrested. So George Soros is a well-known international criminal. He's the head of the drug cartel laundering money. He's one of the richest men in the world, and he's also a political change agent for globalism. This is a very evil person, and it needs to stop. And if we start taking these people out by extraditing them with Delta Force, I think it might show a little bit of shock to these billionaires that think they can pull this kind of crap off.
Well, Trump mentioned Soros at least two times during his debate with Hillary Clinton. So there was a direct involvement of George Soros in the politics of the U.S. that has never been mentioned before by any other candidates. Right. And Soros has been around for, as you know, since the end of the Second World War. So, I mean, for the first time, we are actually...
We're playing out
how
like
things are. There is...
Yeah,
things are playing out in a more clear way. Yes. Yeah. And also, there is a big problem here. I mean, if the Republican Party is really dropping Trump in this way, they will pay the consequences. This will mean the end of the Republican Party as we know it.
Well, I don't think that. I'll tell you what I think is going to happen, which is not the end of the Republican Party. What you're going to do is, let's put it this way, I'm going to turn into a surgical thing. If you've got a really bad infection, let's say flesh-eating bacteria, and what it does, it has an enzyme called hyaluronidase, and you can actually look at it. So if somebody gets a hyaluronidase flesh-eating bacteria, you can see it eating the hyaluronic acid, and the flesh looks like it's dissolving. It looks like a B-movie. You can see it if it comes up their arm, it's like nom, 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 nom. And you can see a line of demarcation, not the same as a gangrene, because it actually moves at a centimeter an hour, believe it or not. And so what you got to do is you got to clamp off that part of that limb, foot, leg, whatever, and you basically have to, in a controlled environment, by the way, in a sterile environment, in an operating room, you have to amputate very, very quickly. And what's going to happen is that there's a very narrow window between now and the next, say, 2 weeks, or less than that, to next Wednesday, which is the 6 days before the next debate, where Republicans are going to have to swing back behind Donald Trump, because it's my feeling, and this is based on analysis, prophecy, the energy of the people like myself that are just enraged. I mean, I'm so furious. I got to tell you, in 64 and a half years, there's not an issue on this planet that I'm more angry about than the candidacy of Hillary Clinton. And most of the people that I know that are Republicans, for example, I'm in an 8-home gated community. We have DAs, attorneys, major media people in our area. We've got former airline pilots, and every one of them is a Republican, enraged by what's going on in the government. And we're talking about blue-collar workers, Hispanics, blacks, whatever. All of our Republican supporters are more energized than any other political group in the history of America. And I'm going to tell you, when we take this country back, it's going to be vile. It'll be like, the guys, the exterminators arrive with trucks and masks, and they're going to tent the whole of America, and we're going to put a big tent and then gas it. That's what's going to happen. You're going to see the vermin in the district of criminals running. You're going to see people being slapped in irons right out of their corporate offices. You're going to see Delta Force going and grabbing some people over in foreign countries because they're international criminals. As more and more of this stuff comes out, like George Soros says, he's not the only one that's going to be grabbed. I got to tell you, I was a doctor for Delta and Special Ops, and one of the guys in Special Ops said this, and these guys are funny. Two comments. First one, I said, I bet you guys are so good, you could take over a building with a dinner set, like a knife and fork. He said, we don't even need the sharp knife, we just need the butter knife. And I said, if someone decides that you're going to get them, if they hid in McMurdo Bay, Antarctica, could you get them? He said, within 48 hours. So, let me tell you, Trump's coming in, he's coming for you.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANA Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Welcome back, and I'm seeing more and more notices here. I wanted you to comment on these. Black Sanders supporter rallies African Americans to GOP. 100,000 Pennsylvania voters switched from Democrat to Republican. Election poll all tied up. Yeah, what's going on now is the Wicked Witch of the West is saying, melting, melting. And then you have the Munchkins are singing the song, like the Wizard of Oz. The Wicked Witch of the West is starting to melt, isn't she? What do you think, Leo?
Well, regarding the Wicked Witch of the West.
Yeah, you're cutting in a note.
We received the Nobel Peace Prize today, Bob Dylan. Yes, today Bob Dylan received the Nobel Peace Prize. I think that's also something that we need to point out. Because
I want to talk about that, because Bob Dylan's made very direct references to the fact that he actually
arrived to... He's basically Satanist, that he sold his soul to the devil to arrive.
Right, he actually very candidly said so when he even changed his name to Bob Dylan. He actually had a direct dialogue with Satan when he became the music artist because he had satanic help, becoming a full-fledged blood-drinking Satanist. People have to understand that.
And he's, a Democrat and a supporter of Hillary Clinton, like he was a supporter of Obama who brought him at the White House.
Right.
Who are openly Satanist and who are, of course, part of the Democratic establishment, which is a satanic establishment. This is what people need to know.
Tell us about the history of that. Why do they call this progressivism when it's really a shrouded form of communist Satanism? And it's a form of fascism, like, the Italian...
Yeah, I mean, I think... what I was actually writing about it today, because, for example, the Italian back in the days, I mean, the Italian elite, the black nobility, used to be very right wing. Nowadays, instead, it's fashionable to be left wing. It's like they are portraying this left wing liberal attitude so the masses can actually fall into the trap and believe that they are democratic, while instead they are completely the opposite. But it works. It seems to work, because most people, both here in Europe or in the US, are falling for it.
I think they're starting to stop falling for it. For example, these WikiLeaks releases show that disdain of the globalists, that basically disdain against all religions. And if you read the Albert Pike letter from, I think, 1860s, where it was in the British Library for years, it's obvious that what they want to do is eventually have a crusade between, quote, Christians and Muslims. But well, their whole idea is to wipe out all religion and replace it with Satanism as a world religion. They want a foremost of shrouded Satanism as the religion of planet Earth. Right?
It's actually that letter you mentioned, I talk about in Volume 2, was actually written by the Jesuits, not by Albert Pike. It's a forgery created by the Jesuits. And the Jesuits themselves...
Oh, really? Okay, that's interesting to do that research, because I know the history is kind of shrouded, but the fact that they mentioned these three world wars, and they're so accurate in terms of their strategy...
The Jesuits are behind them, so of course they're accurate. I mean, of course, you know. They're even more accurate than the Freemasons.
Right. Now, of course, by accurate, we're talking about they can avatar directly through to Satan himself, because Satan doesn't have omniscient knowledge, but he has great knowledge. We're talking about the greatest created intellect in the universe, lesser than God by a lot lesser. I mean, he's like infinitely less. But compared to humankind, we're like insects or microbes compared to the intellect of Satan. And people need to grasp that. You know, it says when they disputed the body of Moses, that even the archangels wouldn't dispute with Satan because Satan was so great. People have to understand that he's evil, he's suicidal, he's stupid in terms of eternity, but he still has great strategy, knowledge, and understanding of the world events, and that's why he's manipulating everything. Everything comes from the satanic powers.
Everything that is ruining our world is coming from a demonic force that is getting stronger each day. But this happens because at one point there will be also something of a turning point that will vice versa get things back on the right track. But this is not going to happen until at least...
Yeah, you're still cutting in.
And even when we're going to get these things...
Yeah, exactly. Now, do you think it's going to be an awakening that's going to happen on a spiritual level?
An element that came in from WikiLeaks. That is an important element in all this.
Let's review that, because you cut in a note there, Leo. We'll be back in just a moment.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
People love to shop. What if you could shop and it was actually good for you? What if you could actually purchase items that bettered your life? What goes into your body is important to what quality of life you have. How about shopping for items that better your health? GetTheTea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune troubles. The product helps your stomach get on track. GI problems produce pain. Get relief with colostrum LD. How about some fat burners or maybe some joint aid or a power cleanse? There's so much to tell you with very little time. So get help health-wise at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get help and relief by going shopping. Shop at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Serving people with great products for over 8 years. GetTheTea.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I remember when I lost my
Welcome back, and Leo, I feel really strongly. I want to say a very brief prayer for you and for all what I call the Christian leaders that have an apostolic and prophetic calling on your life, such as Bill Warner, Jonathan Gray, many others that we think the Lord is really raising up, if you want to call leaders, so that the bride can be ready, the coat of many colors can be finished and being sewn in the bride can be ready for the bridegroom, which is Yeshua coming back as the Father in the flesh. I believe this election cycle and the vileness of what's going on and the corruption and the satanic evil that's right in our face now, the latest release from WikiLeaks literally totally abusing Catholics, Christians, and basically anybody with a decent religious background that wants to do good or raise up a constitutional America. And it's not just for the United States. The globalist plans around the world from Europe and elsewhere are just really marching forward at an enormous pace right now. You know, I got to say, what you're doing is so important. And the books you've written, you know, part one and part two, and the other ones coming that you've written about the Vatican, there's no doubt in my mind that the Vatican, either this current pope or the one that they say they're going to bring after, but this pope fits all of the criteria for a false prophet. And I want people to understand this perspective. There's two houses in the house of Israel. And a lot of people say, and this is so-called people that speak about prophecy that don't really understand it, because understanding doesn't just come by the word, it comes by the inspiration of the Most High God. You cannot designate yourself to be a prophet to go to the School of the Prophets in Colorado Springs. And I believe you have a calling as a prophet. I have a calling as a prophet. My full ministry won't start to the first day of the treaty when they start the blood sacrifice and Sukkot on the Temple Mount, probably at the Springs of Gihon. What I see coming is it's very, very soon. When I see Hillary Clinton literally threatening globalism to the whole world and world government, when I see these things happen, I want to say this prayer. Dear Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of your ancient nations, Israel, the modern incarnation, which is Ephraim, America, and the state of Israel, which is Judah, that's come back in unbelief, a tree without fruit. And what I see happening is that, America, you are calling out to Christians to stand for truth in this election cycle, but also Christians around the world, whether they're in Italy being invaded by Hiraj of North Africans and Muslims that have every intention of doing evil, to the globalists like George Soros plan on destroying nation states, borders, and religious liberty. Lord God, you are preparing the world to make a choice between good and evil, and protect your servants, the prophets, that they can publish their work, they can have their voice heard, and that it cannot be silenced by the so-called mainstream, or I call the rage stream media that's raging for Satan right now. And may you protect, you know, Leo Zagami. May you protect, you know, Bill Warner and, you know, and Jonathan Gray and our ministry here at Neutral Medical, which is Clay and Iron Ministries, because we know we're not just being ruled over, as it says, by just flesh and blood. We're being ruled over by demonic powers of darkness that are beyond the comprehension of the average person, even the average we call Laodicean Christian. So, Lord, protect us as we move forward, because these next days, weeks, months, and several years before the tribulation starts are very critical, because, as they say in Mark 5, lest these days be shortened, no flesh would survive. So it's your plan to make flesh survive by having them turn back to you, because you will provide places of refuge, methods of refuge and safety, and a voice, just like you did to the early Christian church, to get thee hence out of Jerusalem and the surrounding territories of Judah before Titus came and destroyed and killed 1.5 million Jews in the area and literally crucified them on the hills of Judea, because they would not leave. They did not believe the words of Yeshua and his apostles and prophets. Thank you, Lord. So, Leo, let's continue. I really feel in my spirit a kind of a sense of impending glory and horror at the same time. Tell me about what you see.
Well, you know, this there is the element that comes from the alien world, the world that we don't see, the invisible world, that contiguous world, as John Podesta wrote in his email that was leaked also to WikiLeaks, and that states also...
Yeah, please repeat that.
This is very important, I think.
Can you repeat that, Leo, because you cut out for a moment.
Yes, the fact that in these emails that there has been this leakage also serves the purpose to make people know that there is an alien reality, and that is not a joke. It's actually knowledge of the Vatican, knowledge of astronauts, knowledge of somebody like John Podesta, who is still in charge of Hillary's campaign.
You're talking about John Podesta, talking about aliens. Now, I'm going to venture into an area that I haven't before.
To understand more about what's going on.
Right. Now, one of the first things that the director of U.S. Space Command sent to me and my colleague at the interview down in the media center 2 miles underground at Schriever Air Force Base was, this is a come-to-Jesus moment. And the first statement he made is, we control every cubic centimeter of space between here and Mars. This is 1994. And then he proceeded to talk about everything, including the Dark Knight satellite and polar orbit, up there between 13 and 35,000 years, much larger than the current U.S. International Space Station. And he also talked about the fact that we are interacting with advanced civilizations from other galaxies and other parts of this galaxy. People need to start understanding that evil on Earth is exoplanetary. You need to know it's we've been in a galactic, cosmic, and a spiritual war for the souls of mankind and the future of us as a galactic people for tens of thousands of years. This is not something new.
It's indeed War of the Worlds.
It's a War of the Worlds, and people need to know it's on every realm. It's on genetics, it's on intellectual, it's on spiritual, it's on ecological, it's on every way realm possible. That there's a war against the future of mankind, which God makes, is trying to make as a beautiful bride, as a midwife to advanced civilizations across the galaxy, where we'll become, in a sense, an angelic host of good beings doing the will of the Most High God in his fallen world of what's called the Lake of Fire, which is where we live, and birthing other civilizations and being an agent for good in the galaxy. Right now, we're at the end of what's called our quarantine. We've been quarantined for many thousands of years. That quarantine is about to end with the end of the lease of Satan, who is a Draco Reptilian monster from the star system Sirius B, as the head over a host of advanced civilizations of very evil beings. This is not fairy tales. This is very damned evil. And people have to understand that any civilization that's able to leap across the galaxy through wormholes can hack into the consciousness of any people or beings in any host world that they're going to invade. They need to understand that's a corollary of an advanced civilization to hack into the consciousness of the so-called victim world that they're invading. It's not just a matter of blowing things up. It's a matter of literally blowing up their minds. And people need to understand this. That's why when I say clay and iron, clay is human flesh like Hillary Clinton. Iron is a transdimensional entity that controls and avatars her every move. And the satanic organizations, literally the wizards and warlocks that literally hand over their children to demonic powers through snuff films and snuff ceremonies and the eyes wide shut and reverse prayers of satanic evil, people have to understand this is not a delusion. This is damned evil and it's real. It's not an anomaly. It's in fact what has been ruling our world for thousands of years, isn't it?
It's also another point that is mentioned in this email, the point that if the world goes towards war and towards evil, the aliens will not, at least the good ones, seem not to be able then to release this free energy technology.
You're saying that the good will not intervene?
So
in other words, they're making us a decision like Circus Maximus, thumbs up or thumbs down. If we don't make a conscious decision collectively toward good, they're not going to intervene, is what you're saying.
It's interesting because it means that if the Democrats, which are the biggest, at the moment, creators of wars, are not really interested in having any agreement with the positive side of the alien treaty because they are waging war.
Right. Well, I think their days are numbered. I think their days are numbered.
They're acting contrary to what really it said really on that email that filtered out from John Podesta's mail. I mean, if we have to really see how Hillary is acting against Russia, then we see that there will be no hope for peace in the next few years.
We had Tim Alexander come in and talk about all the Russian moves now after they're forced to the 7th 40 million simulation of a war game for World War III. They're getting ready. They're building underground resources. They have half the population of Moscow. They have over 12 million places for people to hide if there's a nuclear exchange with Russia. People need to understand they're getting ready for annihilation of much of their population by a thermonuclear exchange with America. And by the way, and this is for you pundits in the military, in fact, one of the generals said after the stupid comments by Hillary Clinton of her wanting to set up a no-fly zone. In the emails, it said she didn't really think it was going to work. But publicly, she's saying this for political posturing. And in general, said if they actually did it, it would guarantee a war with Russia. Now, I can tell you, having gone over the hardware and the missile systems that Russia has, there's absolutely nothing that we've done to modernize their systems of defense to stop us being annihilated by Russia. Nothing. The only thing restraining Russia from destroying us is the fact that the Russian population have gone through communism, and there's enough leaders, including Mr. Putin, who's a Russian Orthodox Christian, that his Christian soul is not nuking us already. That people should understand. The fact that he's a Christian means he hasn't destroyed us already. What do you think of that?
I think that even behind Russia, there is an alien element that we have to maybe clarify in future appointments, because it's very strong.
Right.
And it has always been there since the ancient times of the Soviet Union, the old times of the Soviet Union, and even since the ancient times of the empire.
Yeah, exactly. In other words, there's good elements
that is really
there.
It's linked to this alien reality.
Right. Now, you heard about the Akashic Records in the past, right, which have been referred to by various people like Edgar Cayce. The actual term that I've been told is called the Hila Archeon, which basically is the sterile soul of all knowledge, and it's called the Council of the Eshkatan, which basically is a spiritual council of the sons of God, which are these higher beings across the galaxy and universe, as representatives of hundreds of millions of worlds.
The thing is this.
Go ahead.
Time scenario, and Hillary is actually saying the opposite of the truth. She's saying, I'm between you and the apocalypse. In reality, it's her and the apocalypse. If you choose Hillary, you have the apocalypse.
Yeah, in fact, you can guarantee that the policies of Obama, which will be amplified by Hillary, and her paranoia of Russia will guarantee, at first, a conflict in the Middle East that will expand dramatically and eventually cause called the Weapon of Indignation, which is an EMP weapon against American power grid. And I have the classified documents now for almost 20 years from the Australian, Canadian, and U.S. governments that a power blackout with no return of power, it's not going to come back, in 6 months will kill 90% of our population. People need to start grasping that. The same number dead as if we were nuked in 1 day will die in 6 months if the power goes out.
Well, we know that when there is a
go ahead, the
Messiah coming back, that has to yes, when there is going to be this return of our Christian Messiah, of our Jesus, as the prophecy says, these messianic times that, of course, Islamic, Jewish, and Christian are all waiting for, and we are actually living right now. I think that Russia plays a leading role that, unfortunately, America will not play, not because America is not great, but simply because...
Well, if we have Donald Trump come in...
And has some...
Go ahead.
Well, if we have Donald Trump come in, and then...
We'll have grace for a period of time, like the king of Nineveh.
Absolutely.
Right,
absolutely.
Like when Jonah received a 40-year period of grace, but eventually they fell to evil kings, and God brought destruction on Nineveh. And I believe that we're very similar. America is from America. It fell because it fell into apostasy. Most people aren't aware of this, but I want you to highlight it, that all of the Druidic priests of the so-called inner sanctum of Europe, through Germany and the Celts, etc., the Celti, they all were apostate Aaronic priests that brought in the paganism from the Middle East. People don't know that, do they? They don't understand the same paganism that brought judgment on these ancient the Jebusites and Canaanites and other ites were all the same evil amalgam of the apostate Aaronic priests throughout Europe, and that's why God brought judgment on Ephraim and cast them all over the places as far as the Hebrides, which are in Gaelic, the Isles of the Hebrews, north of Scotland. People need to understand this, that God is literally looking at America to say, will you be the house of Ephraim, America? Will you be the daughter of Zion? Not Zionism, but Zion, meaning bringing the gospel to the world and the truth, that I am the king of earth, and I am the one who will bring peace to you, earth, through my two houses, like the two... You know, they talk about the scapegoats that were sent out into the desert, and if the scapegoats returned, it meant that God wasn't going to bring judgment. But he would send the scapegoats out there, and we are the scapegoats, America and Israel right now. We are the most evil nations in modern history. Israel, which is Judah, and America are the most evil nations in modern history.
We are experiencing a period of time where we need, though, to grow spiritually very quickly, Dr. Deagle, because this is very important for the people who are listening. So
yeah.
I think that reading books, listening to shows like this one...
They need to read your books. They need to get out their Bible and start praying face down before God, and need to own the fact that by our inaction we're allowing Hillary to gain power and... And by voting for Hillary, they're doers of evil. By standing by and letting evil happen, whether it's voter fraud or any other corruption in our country, whether you're a member of the government or the military, you are a doer of evil, and you're contributing to the destruction not only of America, but the souls of countless millions, not just Americans, but around the world. And we need to start owning the collective sin that we have as a nation. People don't own it. Christians don't collectively own yet that sin. These WikiLeaks are coming out and showing it, but Christians aren't owning it. They're being revulsed by the fact that the Democratic Party hates Christians and Catholics, etc. They're revulsed by that, but they don't own the fact that because by our inaction, we've created this monster, haven't we?
We have created this monster because our society is trapped in materialism and not with a clear view of our spiritual future.
Right. I talk to young people face to face here in California, and they still think that it's crazy that we don't support Hillary Clinton, and I show them the facts, and it doesn't mean anything to them. It doesn't mean a thing. It's amazing.
Because they are trapped into this materialistic realm of rubbish.
Exactly.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Welcome back. So, Leo, you've got your books out, part one and part two of Confession of Illuminati. You also have your book on the Pope.
and that will be in the bookshops in January, February, I guess February, maybe March. But right, I mean, it's coming together in a moment, I think, which is a really also a critical moment. So it's good that I am bringing out these books in a specific moment in history, because they are critical to what people need to learn now.
Right.
It's books that are projected in the now, not in the yesterday, even if some of the subjects can be maybe...
Exactly. Yeah. Now, the important point that you're making
is...
If you don't
learn about your history, then you can't really, you can't really make then your future. So it's very important.
Right. Now, here's the framework we have, because we're in the now. Is you're speaking prophetically and so on as a journalist of the now, because in a sense a prophetic journalist means you're reporting on things that are at the time of the end. And whether it's the Deutsche Bank being...
Well, we are trying to do a job that journalists don't really do. I mean, because
go ahead, repeat
maybe
that.
Maybe we became journalists. I was always a journalist as a side job, but nowadays I realize that journalists have sold their soul to the devil, all of them, because everybody wants to be part of a news team, and every news team has their own agenda because somebody's paying them for having their own agenda.
Exactly.
Instead, we are free to talk here on RBN today, and this is a very positive note in a very difficult world.
Yeah, now, here's the important nub of this. We have a couple of things that are right on the horizon. We could have talked about them years ago. We have Turkey now trying to set up the idea of becoming the if you want to call it, the Sultan of Turkey, and the Neo-Ottoman Empire is rising. We have the collapse of Europe toward what we call Fortress Europe, which is a prophetic issue. We have the forced collapse of Deutsche Bank, which will bring down the world economy, and the replacement for that will be a biometric world economy, which they're trying to force. They're trying to do a controlled demolition. We have war in Syria, which is now at the point where the Russians are withdrawing their own populations and students from around the world, getting ready for a potential World War III exchange. We have NATO and Obama, literally a few weeks ago, they actually killed 60 Syrians, and then the Russians responded by sending 3 cruise missiles in a terminal phase, killed basically intel officers in East Aleppo. We're right there at the edge where when war looks most absolute, peace is going to break out. It'll be a false peace. And by the way, when that peace treaty is sanctified, it can only occur on one day, which is Sukkot, when the Temple Mount sanctified with the Kalal, the ashes of the red heifer. And that first day, 1,230 days later, is Yom Kippur, when the sacrifice is cut off. 30 days later is Pascha, when the War of Armageddon starts. So the period of false peace, the period of peace, that 1,260 days cut short by 30, is a time when we're going to have a full ministry, because right now people dispute us. They think, well, who is Leo Zagami? Who is this Dr. Bill Deagle? But they need to know in their spirits right now, people that are real Christians, the Philadelphians, they know we're there. The Laodiceans are kind of just watching out of the side of their eye, but they don't really believe this could be the time of the end of secular history. Believe me, it is. If you read these WikiLeaks emails on Hillary and Podesta, etc., you have to understand global government is literally at the doors, and I can smell the sulfur breath of Satan on our neck. And if people don't want to believe that, they'll soon see the reality of it, and they won't be able to dispute it. Read Leo's books, part one, part two, about the Illuminati. If you want to really know what's going on, Leo Lion Zagami is one of the major sources of real information you need to know. We'll see you next week, Leo. Let's do some videos this weekend, Leo.
Well, I will suggest the next week when we have a better connection.
Okay.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.